So, Inspector Jones, Inspector Frost, do you have any idea of who the culprit may be?
Well, I don't think Jack Reaper and Ryan Bosling are guilty. We checked their alibis, and they seem to be telling the truth. But Kat Perry may be a liar. Nobody can confirm that she told us the truth. She was alone on February 28th. I don't know. There's something creepy about this crazy old lady living alone with her cats. She looks too innocent, to be honest. And we know that Brian O'Neill thought her TV was too loud. So, perhaps she hated him for that. Perhaps she wanted to get rid of this complaining neighbor.
But do you really think that an 84-year-old lady shot a man in the head just because, like, she wanted to watch TV without being disturbed? It's a bit far-fetched, isn't it?
Maybe you're right, Detective Logan. So, the culprit may be the victim's wife. Isn't it strange that she disappeared? She just vanished, just like this? And she is the last one who saw Brian O'Neill. The footprints on the floor must be hers. I checked her feet size and she's size 6, just as the footprints. So, she must be guilty.
I don't know. Jack Reaper may be lying too. His wife confirmed that he came back home at about 10:45 p.m., but she may just want to protect him. He is also among the people who saw the victim just before he died. Perhaps he wanted to steal Brian's article. Perhaps he knew he had an informant giving him precious information, and he wanted to be the one hitting the jackpot. What do you think, Detective Logan?
Well, Ryan Bosling's friend may lie to us too, in order to protect him. Maybe he wasn't calling her at all. Maybe he is the murderer. He is so muscular and beefy. He gives me the creeps. He may be the culprit. I don't know.
So in the end, everyone may be guilty. Now we're back where we started.